This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to the Sarah and Vinny show. For half a second, I thought I might have found the guy that hit and ran you.
Oh, please, let's not talk about it anymore.
It happened in Malibu, though, so it's
okay.
Yeah. But it's, as I looked at the picture, I'm like, oh, this happened in a parking garage.
No, I got to get, there's a police report, there's a whole thing that, I believe me, on the drive-in, I'm like, please don't blow this. Don't say anything on the air. Come on, Vin, you can do better. You had plenty of stuff to talk about, you don't need to brand, and then I just spit it all out.
Well, good. Look, you know, that's what we do.
God.
If you're in a hit and run, I think you should say, you were, you know.
It's pretty
You
gnarly.
Didn't do anything wrong.
That's gnarly, man.
No, we didn't, but I don't want no trouble.
Right.
No, nobody does.
I don't need no... Look, I got a lot to lose. I have family and stuff and things I like. And that I don't know. That person may be spinning in the bowl.
Right.
I don't know what their deal is, but I don't want to be involved. All I was doing was driving down the road with my lady going, boy, that was a wonderful night, wasn't it, honey? Right. So I don't need something coming into my life in that moment that's going to continue to be in my life.
Oh.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got me?
Yep.
So let's just drop it. I'm going to let the police handle it. But that did happen to me.
Yeah, no.
There I was. I'm pretty sure that person.
Well, yeah.
Is hitting it hard.
Michael Madsen,
yes.
Star of many Quentin Tarantino movies, was arrested for... He's our Dewey of the day. He smashed into a pole. Single car accident. But the shot of him, and I'm not sure if this is from the night that it happened or it's just some random picture of him, but he looks like he's in some kind of parking structure or some maybe like
Oh, that's
a,
in the moment?
I'm not positive because they're not, you know, how
I've
TMZ
seen him look
out.
Pretty disheveled.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look as bad there that as
no,
I've
doesn't.
Seen him.
Right. Well, maybe it's because the glasses are on, you know. He's behind bars right now. He wrecked his Land Rover in Malibu. He was arrested for driving under the influence. He is, you know, Michael Madsen from like Kill Bill. I can't remember his character's name, but
he's been in almost every one of those movies, though.
Yeah, he's. I think the most memorable for me is him. He's the guy who shoots the rock salt into the main character Uma Thurman's chest, and then he buries her alive. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. I can't think of his name in it. It's not Black Mamba, I'm pretty sure of that, but it's some, you know.
Isn't she Black Mamba?
No, isn't Black Mamba, what is that woman's name? She's the one who, she winds up.
Bud, his name is Bud.
Oh, okay. Well, Black Mamba could be Daryl Hannah's character, but Vivica A. Fox. I wanted to say that she was, but maybe you're right. I don't really know.
No, I thought Uma was the Black Mamba.
I don't know. Maybe she was.
All right. Well, anyway, this guy's in all of Tarantino's movies. Matt's
Kill Bill, Hateful Eight, and Reservoir Dogs.
Uma Thurman pops up as Black Mamba.
Oh, she is Black Mamba.
Yeah, that's right. And you've seen this recently, too.
Oh, I've watched it a bunch of times.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Anyway, this happened last night about 8 o'clock. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department deputies responded. And when they arrived, they immediately suspected that there had been some boozing going on. He smelled of alcohol, was given a field sobriety test. People love that. People love being somewhere and standing on the side and as cars go by and slow down to watch them to see if they can walk a straight line or touch their fingers to their nose or look to the sides without their eyes going. It didn't go well, as you might have imagined. Although he was a couple, let's see, it was a .10 and the legal limit's .08. Arrested for misdemeanor DUI. His bail's been set at $15,000. He was also arrested for a DUI in Malibu back in 2012 when his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. He He entered a 30-day rehab after that arrest. The judge ordered him to get outpatient treatment at the time. And
Didn't take, though, huh?
Well, you know, it happens, Vince, sometimes. Not to you, but it happens.
No, are you kidding?
Don't.
Oh, not now. Well, I mean, I had at least 100 relapses. At least 100.
I'm just saying he's gone.
You know how many times I said, I am done with this? Even poured some out, like down the sink. I'm never touching that again. And then the very next day.
I got to go to the store real
Even
quick.
If I made it a week, I'd be like, at some point, broken down and back there again. So, no, I am fully aware it happens. Absolutely.
Well, and after, you know, I
It's the
I
most
doubt
likely
is...
scenario is that you don't quit.
He hasn't quit.
Right.
I don't know if he'll go back to rehab, most likely. But I'm just sorry to hear it.
Yeah, you'd think a guy like that who has everything going for him would be able to, but that's the nature of addiction.
I'm excited for the next Tarantino film, Once
me
Upon
too.
A Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When is that out anyway?
I don't know. I don't have the info in front of me. I want to say it was going to be a July release, didn't
oh,
we? Were talking
I think
about
we said
it maybe
the other
being
day.
A big
yeah.
summer.
Got moved up, right?
Yeah, yeah, a big summer blockbuster.
Of July? Mm-hmm.
Oh, right after Vinny gets married.
Oh,
just days later. Just days later.
This year is too much.
It's a good year.
Don't let it break
year.
You, man. Don't let it break you. You're stronger than this.
You're stronger than you think.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
I am.
We are right.
Absolutely
we're always right,
right
about stuff.
Yeah.
Just ask us.
As your other wives.
Yeah.
You're, kidding,
you're great, part of your harem. Marriage, yeah. Lesser down. We're down the totem pole a little bit, but still, you know, here
we're
we are.
We're out your window, Vinny.
I am. No doubt surrounded by a lot of great women, but women nonetheless. My
damn
house is full
women.
Of them.
Your work
My
is
work
full
is full of them.
Your mom is full of them.
Aye.
Speaking of women.
Yeah.
Did you ever wonder if any of the Spice Girls ever did it with each other?
I can't.
I didn't.
Yeah,
say
me
that
neither.
I have.
No. However, in a grand effort, and I, you know, look, this is admirable. They're trying to have a comeback. They're doing the big shows. They just want to be relevant again in an effort to do that. I don't know.
Except like, for Posh,
except
right?
For Posh,
she's not
yeah.
in.
Well, because she's not in, now Scary Spice is like, I better make up a story real quick about me and Jerry Halliwell doing it.
They did it?
According to her, yes. They're saying it's adding a little spice to the Spice Girls reunion. Hilarious. Mel B, that's Scary Spice. She is a judge on America's Got Talent? She's on one of those shows.
I think so, yeah.
I don't watch those shows. I don't
Me
know.
Me either.
Yeah.
But she's got a kind of a regular gig, and now she's got the Spice Girls coming back.
She's got
I was
a lot
trying
of drama,
think...
too, in her life.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
No
Doesn't
doubt.
She have a baby with Eddie Murphy? And
Well,
yeah,
she had
and
a very
guy.
Abusive boyfriend,
the
allegedly.
Belafonte guy.
Yeah. Right.
I think, were they married?
I think they were married, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama. She should be drama Spice.
AGT, you're right. America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay. So, Scary Spice, Mel B, says that she and Ginger, who used to be Sexy Spice and then turned into Ginger Spice, she didn't want to be Sexy Spice anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember that? When they first came out, it was Sexy Spice.
No, I didn't
Is that
know
right?
That.
Yeah. And then she went back to then she changed it to Ginger Spice.
I didn't know that.
Ginger was Jerry Halliwell at the time. She's married now. Mm. And she's named Jerry Horny. Horner.
What is Jerry happening Horner. In this story?
They say they changed it to Ginger Spice to cater to the younger
Yeah,
audience.
They Sexy Spice just seemed too racy. They want the little kids to like them. Mm. Sexy Spice, I'm scared of that. Scarier than Scary Spice. Sexy. Jerry Halliwell is now Jerry Horner. She got married. But she goes as Ginger Spice on stage. So on the British TV show Life Stories, it's weird TV in Britain. You know, you always hear about these weird TV shows. Although, I suppose Life Stories could be on Bravo or something, right?
Yeah.
I hear they don't have commercials over there, though. Like, when I was in London, they were like, your American TV is so weird. I don't know why they just throw all these random things in between my shows or whatever. We don't have that over
You're
here.
Like, you mean commercials?
Yeah, and I was like, oh,
They don't have commercials?
I don't know. I guess I didn't watch TV when I was over there, but they were complaining about it to me.
Well,
saying that Americans are dumb for
they do have a weird
between.
Setup because they have like the main BBC channels and then I have to assume there's cable or satellite or whatever else.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I was in the hotel, so I was watching CNN the whole time. Like I was trying to see what's going on in America.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, but
well, anyway, on the British TV show Life Stories, Mel said this Scary Spice. It was just that once. And hopefully when Jerry gets asked that, which hopefully she will after this, she won't deny it because it was just a fun thing. She's going to hate me for this because she's all posh in a country house with a husband. But it's a fact. It just happened. We giggled and that was it. Sporty Spice was sitting right next to her. She looks, she says, I don't know anything about this. What? Did you just make that up? She was present. She said, I knew nothing about that. So we'll see how Ginger Spice reacts. But in the meantime, mission accomplished, girls. You just got talked about.
I think that is super interesting and difficult. I don't care. Like, why would I care? I don't. But it's difficult to understand for me to put myself in a situation where I'm hanging out with a buddy.
Yeah.
Or a coworker of the same sex, and we are doing what we always do. Yeah. We're working or hanging, or and suddenly it goes from...
I'm going to say drugs.
We're boys.
I'm going to say drugs, partying, you know, rock star lifestyle, Vinny.
Bryn just kissed me?
Yeah, well...
And I let it happen?
Look, you're in a... Not only that, you did it. You guys went all the way.
You kissed back.
That's it.
You kissed me, you grabbed you, went, oh my God, finally, someone's kissing me. He throw you down.
It's a weird thing to look at from where I'm sitting.
Well, look, if you're in a band and you're partying and you're, you know, at parties all the time and you're top of the world and, you know, you find yourself alone and you're all like, boy, I'm horny. I'm horny.
Or if 20 years from now we're irrelevant and we're like, we need to get relevant again.
No, we used to have orgies every
morning.
Vinny. Yeah.
It seems like, especially for a lady, that there would be no shortage of people you could kiss to have to go like, oh, yeah, well, normally we don't, but let's do that. You know what I mean? There should be no...
You know, like the maybe way they were having a little sleepover.
You just set it up. They're rock stars. Mm. They're a party. There's no shortage of people for them to make out with.
Well, one of the nights they made out with each other.
That's the...
And not just made out. She says they did it.
I watched The Dirt, the Motley Crue story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So what'd you think of that?
It's a cartoon. It's an absolute...
But I like it.
You'll like it in that it's a cartoon about that time in the sense that it's just over the top stupid. It never needed to be made. The actors are fun.
How is Gun Kelly?
He's fun. Of all the guys, he's sort of the one where you go, all right, Tommy's...
How's their acting? Are they amazing? How's Ramsay Bolton
as
Mick Mars?
Mick Mars is clearly, he's the old man of the group, and he's the guy with the back problems, and that's his role.
Oh.
Like, he's not part of the group in the sense that Tommy and everybody else are banging everything.
Yeah.
And he's over here like...
Oh, my back! Oh! He's the human of the band Motley Crue.
Right. So, it's a cartoon. It didn't need to be made.
But you enjoyed it.
But I watched it, and it was a fun little watch, but I would give it, like, one star.
Oh.
Half a thumb.
You have a hard time saying, oh, you need to see that.
Yeah, you don't need to see it.
And you watched it all?
Oh, yeah.
Which is saying something. You don't make it through lots of stuff.
Exactly.
I wished that they'd done a little more on the music. And they don't.
Yeah,
it's really about them banging girls and doing...
Drugs.
There's a long scenes about Nikki's heroin addiction.
Oh, boy. Mm.
If you don't like needles, you won't like this.
Oh, I don't.
Is this based on a Nikki Sixx book?
Or is it Dirt just, is I don't
did
know
he write it or is it just
there
a,
was a book.
Band
I don't know
bio?
Who wrote it,
so
though.
Nikki Sixx wrote The Heroin Diaries, which is about his addiction, and it's practically unreadable because it's notes he was taking while he was on heroin.
Ugh.
And it's him hiding in his house basically. I don't know if he wrote this with a
ghostwriter
or someone, you know, as told by Nikki Sixx, sorta. But
It's called The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band.
And is it?
And I'm,
who's the author?
Oh, book by Mick Mars. Oh, all of them. Mick Mars, Neil Strauss. I don't know who that is. Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee, and Vince Neil.
I'm guessing Neil Strauss
is
the writer.
Neil Strauss wrote the book, and they all sat around. And then you know what else happened one time? We had this kitty litter box. We had a girl pee in it.
I didn't see that scene.
Oh, that's too bad. That was the one I would have been waiting for.
In fact, if anything... I would say it's not the dirt because most of these stories we've all heard and they're not the worst ones.
Yeah.
It's watered down dirt.
It's cartoon dirt.
Right.
Anyway.
Back to Scary Spice.
No, no, we're done with that story.
All right.
Here's something. I just want to do this quickly because I'm almost out of time. This is an attempted boast that just got turned. It blew up in his face. Dr. Dre posted a picture of himself with his daughter. Proudly holding her USC acceptance letter. And he's, you know, he's psyched. So he puts it up on his Instagram. The caption says, "My daughter got accepted to USC all on her own. No jail time." He ended up deleting it because after people started pointing out that he and that Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine donated millions of dollars to USC, set up a whole school there, and they have a building named after them.
Right.
That's a little bit hard for people to swallow. Oh, really? Did she get in there all by herself? Had nothing to do with the building and school that you own on the USC campus. They have their own, let's see, the USC Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young, that's his real name, Academy. They have a building with their names on it. It's called the Iovine and Young Hall, and it opened. It's opening this year. So, look, there are plenty of ways that rich people can legally scam their kids into colleges. Just don't try and piggyback on this whole Operation Varsity Blues and act like you building a school at their school didn't have anything to do with it. So it's just kind of a funny moment. He took it right down. No more humble bragging for you, sir. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
A terrible best man and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have tickets for Phil Collins at the Chase Center, and we'll be announcing another concert that's going to be happening there. It's going to be our big giveaway this week. So, you know, one of those ones that's throughout the day starting at 9 o'clock. So we'll announce that concert and let you know how to win the tickets. So Phil Collins tickets coming up at 7.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Baldacci Family Vineyards. Oh. RSVP today for their art and wine event on March 30th at baldaccivineyards.com.
How nice. Mm-hmm. Love art and wine festivals.
Oh, they're the best.
I like the art part. I don't love the wine.
That's not probably the best part to add there, as it's the Baldacci Vineyards.
Yeah, but they're doing it. Yeah, right. You're right. We should, woo, wine all the way.
For the record, I love wine.
Yeah, I know.
Let me pull that back a little. I don't go for the art. I go for the wine, man.
You know what? Let's go together. I'll go to the art. You go to the wine. Sounds good.
Here's what's happening.
Art looks better after some wine. Go ahead, Vinny.
The next day, you're all, what am I like?
What is this? I should have had more wine and not gone to the art part.
Here's what's happening. March Madness is taking a break. It'll be back on Thursday, everyone. We have rain coming today at some point. Get ready for it.
Yay.
Also, a Big Apple event
is
happening, and I believe we'll talk with our man, NBC Bay Area's Scott Budman, tomorrow to explain all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it's about streaming services
and
Apple, you know. The phones have been a big part of their business, but there aren't big improvements year to year.
Right, and I don't want to just be forced to buy a brand new phone every year when my other phone is just fine.
Well, your phone isn't just fine,
it
but
is
okay.
Fine. It's I get your messages when you send them to me. I'm all set. So the battery dies real fast.
All right.
What about it? I have a plug right there.
You're right. Your phone is fine.
Fine.
Right. More Americans in their 70s and 80s are adding the doobie weed to their roster of senior activities.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I think when I'm old and retired, I'm going to smoke a bunch of weed. It's legal now.
Because you're not now.
I'm not at all.
I feel like doobie weed use is up on this show, but, it, you know, I know with when Hooman jumps in, you know something's up, right?
Well, he's trying to mitigate his pain or something and get some sleep. Is anyone on this? I don't think any of us is a big. Vaughn just leaned
in. Look
at
the smile on Yuzi's face. Are you kidding?
Vaughn, my face?
Vaughn Yuzi's
up. What are you talking about? Look at him.
Yeah, Vaughn is the one who is clearly.
What about him?
Look at him.
I actually don't think that.
I partake here and there, but not really like that.
But you don't like have your own supply at home. It's not like a go-to thing.
Actually, I do, but it just sits there. Mm. You know,
yeah.
I've got some flowers.
I think
flowers
I have some at my house, too.
There.
I just don't know if
it's flowers. See? Okay, see?
Well, listen, it's not illegal.
Right. I'm not saying it is. You guys should partake and enjoy.
But when I'm retired, I fully plan to, like, lay on beaches. I mean, in the shade, you know, like in a hammock or something.
You don't want to burn.
I don't want to burn. I like the warmth. Right. I know. I'm all creepy as it is. I just want to, you know, smoke a doob in a hammock. That's fun, doesn't it?
Recent studies show that people 65 and over are the fastest growing segment of cannabis users. Many of them got high in their youth, but now they're more interested in easing age-related maladies such as arthritis and sleeplessness. I'd say yes.
Plus, the world is so surreal when you're stoned.
If there's something that you can do that
makes your life a better quality, then
why
just do
you?
It. Right.
And definitely if there's just this... I don't know, negative attitude towards it because the PR is off on that product. Look into it. Yeah. See, maybe you've been misled. Maybe there is nothing wrong with it. And Reefer Madness, that movie you saw when you were in high school, is not true after all.
These children have been smoking the doobie weed.
Do you remember Reefer Madness?
I don't think I've ever seen the
it was
whole
a
thing.
Really negative.
It was like
I
a
believe
propaganda.
It was a negative propaganda
Absolutely.
To keep the kids off the weed. Like it was going to make you
like
crazy.
They went crazy.
Right.
Was it in the '50s? When was it?
I think it was probably the '50s.
Release date was 1936.
Mm. Oh wow, that's fun. Kids, come on now.
What I remember though. As a young man, and I'm talking about high school, is that you could see the results of all the studies about drugs. Like I looked in, you know, I think they gave us classes on it.
Yeah.
And the one hole in a lot of the reporting and evidence against drugs was marijuana. Mm. They didn't have long-term studies or weren't telling us because I guess it wasn't damning enough.
Right.
But there were holes there, like, I'm reading it going, marijuana seems fine based on this.
It's a gateway drug, young man.
Well, I do think that.
Well, listen, there's no better gateway than alcohol. I'll tell you that right. Everything seems like a great idea when you're drunk. That sounds like a great idea. I find myself really shutting out other things. When I'm stoned, I'm like, oh, I don't think I can handle that. I think I'll just sit here for a while. Leave the house? No. Talk to people. Mm-mm. You got any cheese puffs in this joint?
Do you know where Freetown is?
I do.
You do?
Isn't it in Marin County?
Freetown, Mass.
Oh yeah, I do know where Freetown, Mass is. Oh, I think I'm thinking of Freestone.
Now, is it pronounced Freetown or something
Freetown.
Weird? Oh, it's Freetown.
As far as I know.
Okay.
It's not super
it's
close to where
Freetown.
Freetown. Yeah. I am familiar with it. I don't even think I've ever been there, but I know
a man from Freetown, Mass.
All right.
Was arrested on Monday night for keeping an 86-inch flat-screen TV that was mailed to his home by mistake.
Oh. I thought if something got mailed to you, you got to keep it.
You didn't think that.
I did think that. Yep.
Even if it doesn't have your name on it?
I didn't see that. I threw away the packaging.
Nick Memo, 35, told the outlet what occurred at his home the night of his arrest. They surrounded the house and knocked on the door with flashlights coming through all the windows. They told me to come outside, and then they handcuffed me.
Oh.
You know this guy? Oh, darn.
Maybe.
Do you know this guy?
He actually stole it off someone else's porch.
He's from Freetown, Mass.
He looks like a Massachusetts guy. Masshole, as we call him.
Memo said that he originally bought and paid for a 74-inch flat screen on Amazon, but when the 86-inch arrived, delivered by a third-party shipping company, he chose not to return the larger model.
I would have just said, I didn't know it wasn't the TV I ordered.
Mm-hmm. The police...
What, I measured it?
Found it, and mounted on his wall. I looked into all the laws and said, you know, it's a scratch ticket. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Amazon said, I had nothing to worry about and I made no wrong decisions at that point. The shipping company, however, disagrees. They made numerous calls to him before they finally went to the police. So he knew they were trying to get this thing back.
So they had misdelivered.
I guess so.
And the guy who wound up with the 76-inch TV was like, no.
Yeah.
So just so you know, I do this as a public service announcement, I guess. I mean, you and because Freetown, I figured you've been there.
No.
You haven't been there?
No. Not that I know of. Maybe I drove through it once.
All right. Anytime I see a Boston, Massachusetts-related story.
I do appreciate that. Anytime I hear an Irvine story or a San Diego story,
you
I'm all over
it's
for
okay.
you.
It's fine. You can. I don't need.
For a Philly story. You know, that's where our story started.
Right. All right. I'm going to do a couple fast facts because these are fun ones.
Okay. Fast fact. I love a fast fact.
A full day on Saturn is just 10 hours and 33 minutes and 38 seconds long. A full day.
Just spins out of control.
I guess so.
Spins so fast. And it's huge. It's much larger than Earth. It must be whooping.
Guess so. This is incredible.
I'm ready.
In the 1800s in Austria, single women would put an apple slice in their armpit during dances. At the end of the night, when it was nice and sweaty, they'd give it to the guy they liked.
What?
If he liked them back, he ate it.
Oh, God. And if he went at a... What if you were just like, I do like you, but I simply cannot eat your armpit apple.
Do you like that?
No.
I think that's incredible.
It's horrible.
Oh, single ladies.
I mean, they did not have DODO back in those
days.
I
know.
And they put the apple slice under there just to, you know.
I thought it was as a favor, like, oh, you're not going to smell my sweat.
No, this is like, here's the real me. Do you like it?
Take a bite.
I do think it's too soon, in my opinion.
Hardly
the stuff
know
that
you.
We get into as we're coupled up. That, you know, I mean, you hear about people sharing toothbrushes and certainly the stuff we do in bed is like,
I'll tell you something. Me. I don't care how long we've been together or known each other. I'm never eating an apple slice from your armpit. And I'm never going to ask you to eat one from mine.
Are you telling me you don't think you've done worse at some point than that with John?
No, I don't think I've done anything that bad.
Really?
There's nothing that I haven't done with John that I wouldn't do again to not have to do the apple slice thing. Nothing.
So many thoughts going through our heads right now.
Yeah, well, you guys should stop thinking so much. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with us?
Are you telling me you've done worse things than the apple slice? An armpit apple slice after a night of dancing and sweating? They had no air conditioning.
Well, it's arguable, I guess.
They wore the same outfit every day. They had no deodorant. They bathed weekly at best in the river. I mean, come on.
All right, you're painting an ugly picture. I get it.
And I'm sure they had underarm hair, too. I don't know about the whole razor situation. Right. Well, I don't know if girls were taking that off.
How does hair make that any worse?
It's all bad, man. You're telling me now the sweaty apple chip with hairs on it isn't more disgusting to you?
I mean, all right. You're really painting an ugly picture.
That's a fun one, though.
It is fun to think that that's how you couple up there in Austria in the 1800s. Do you want this?
510
no,
says,
I don't.
510 says, how you like them apples?
I like my apples whole, crisp, and not from your underarm.
408 says, I'm throwing up. Thank you.
Yeah, it's bogus. So sorry that Riley, that Vinny had to do that to you. He's like my son, I guess.
Oh, good. So I'm your fourth kid now.
Yeah.
All right. This next story, I actually thought of The Dirt, the movie I watched about Motley Crue when I saw this story because it's about a best man. And in the movie, spoiler alert, it's a cartoon. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't even recommend it, frankly, but Tommy Lee does ask Nikki Sixx to be his best man when he marries Heather Locklear. And Nikki's already deep in heroin addiction and barely capable of pulling it off. Like, it's pretty bad. You just go, oh, boy. Yeesh. That's the dude's wedding day, and his best man is in no condition.
They're rock stars, man. Woo!
I guess.
Rock and roll.
There's a 28-year-old guy named Ben Winchip from Swindon, England. And he's getting married next month. And for the past year, he and his friends have been planning a massive bachelor party in Vegas. Okay. So they're going to come from England.
To go to Mecca.
They're going to go to Vegas, and they're going to rage. They all kicked in around $900 each for a total of about $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And handed it over to Ben's best man to handle everything.
Oh, no.
Turns out the best man embezzled all the cash and didn't plan anything. The cops just had to arrest him for fraud. As for Ben, he says now that he and his other friends are going to be doing a lot less of an epic bachelor party thanks to...
What did he spend it on, does it say?
It doesn't say.
Just drank it away or...
They'll go to a bar...
Pyramid scheme.
...and party. The end. That's his bachelor party.
That's
now
sad.
Because of his best man.
Are you having
man.
A bachelor party?
No.
Are you sure?
Who wants to do that?
Do you have a best man?
I'm going to have my brother stand with
me. Which one?
Both of my brothers will stand with me.
Oh.
But no, I don't. What am I going to do that for?
And that's your entire
party?
What's,
why would I go to a bachelor party and drink water?
Yeah.
No. No thanks.
Maybe some hooker will give you an apple slice.
I don't want any hookers.
You don't have to do them. Just take the apple.
I didn't do hookers when I was single.
I meant a stripper, not a hooker.
I didn't do strippers when I was single. No, I'm not doing that. I mean, it's been brought up that I should go on a surf trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
And I've considered it. But I also realize, you know, as I've been mentioning, there's stuff keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Like this weekend there, I was sort of getting things cleared off my plate. And now I got a new thing popping up into my day this week. Mm. So I'm going to just hang. Maybe next year. I don't know.
But maybe.
Did John have some big bachelor party? He did?
People do that. They have a bachelor party.
You having some big bachelor party? Well, see, but he can go get ripped.
Yeah.
Bryn can go party.
Most of my friends that are already married with kids are like, dude, you have to. They're ready to plan it for me because they just
want
to get away.
Right, absolutely.
Exactly.
It's their party.
Yeah.
It's not for you, Vin. It's for your brothers.
All right.
Is Christina having a big bachelorette party?
I think she is going to do a girls' weekend.
Oh, that'll be great.
She mentioned it to me the other day. Like,
that's good.
Her girls
want to
do that.
She's got a ton of friends.
But she can also go be normal and have some drinks and not
wind
have her
in
whole
rehab,
life
right
go off the deep end. So, anyway, Ben's mom set up a GoFundMe page because, you know, she wants to see if people would be willing to kick in money.
So that they can go on the planned trip to Vegas.
Well, I don't think they're going to get back to the 10 grand, but it looks like they've raised about 2 grand, so maybe they can have a nice night out.
That'll buy some drinks.
Thanks to the best man embezzling all the dough.
Oh, man.
God.
That sucks.
And I mentioned this on Friday, but I thought it was worth a quick mention. I think I did it late, so I'll do it real quick here this morning. As, you know, we're watching society change before our eyes. 51% of young people are single. It's the highest percentage ever. The age group 18 to 34, single.
Yeah. I was thinking about that all weekend.
It's trippy.
Yeah.
You know, and you even mentioned at the time, you're like, well, my boys don't have, they're not coupled up.
And they don't seem to have any interest in that, or at least not that they're telling me about.
That's so weird.
I know.
Because
it's just not the focus of their lives.
Biological.
Mm. Oh, I mean, I'm sure that drive is there. I mean, for sex, but it seems like that's available now. Like I'm crediting people are on these random hookups, and they are like satisfying whatever carnal need, perhaps, without
but
having.
But you don't
to commit
know for
to,
sure.
Oh, I don't, and I don't even want to know. I don't need to picture that. My kids are they're little. They're just little boys. That
are
shouldn't
they?
Be going on.
All
I mean,
right.
In my mind, they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was some outside influence driving me, but for the most part, I was also biologically driven to try and kiss girls.
Mm.
Like, I really couldn't get it out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Please, kiss me. No? Let me try.
Well, thank you for kissing me. Now let's do this other stuff.
Yeah.
The door is open.
Yeah, never.
I'm trying to shove my way through.
Right, there was no quenching at all. Zero.
It seems like you're still thirsty.
Anyway, the previous high was like 45% back in 2016, but it continues to rise. 51% of Americans between 18 to 34 are now single.
This is interesting.
Trip. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Connie, how about the scene with Ozzy Osbourne? Ozzy is in the dirt.
Oh.
And it's a famous story that I'm sure you've all heard.
I'm not sure I have heard it.
Well, they reenact that scene, and it's fun.
What is it? What is
I'm not going to tell you. You got to watch the movie. I'm sure you've heard it.
All right.
415 says, I just heard something interesting about the reason they keep doing Spider-Man. It's one of the only Marvel properties that Disney doesn't own. Sony still owns it. But if a certain amount of time lapses without a movie being made, then it opens up for Disney to acquire it.
Oh my God, really?
It would make more sense that that's the fact than that.
There was so. It's funny that you say that Sony owns it. I didn't even know that. I thought to myself, I wonder how much Sony paid to have their name in this movie so much. Like, he's got Sony headphones on. They show the turntables, like a Sony thing.
Oh, I didn't Sony, even notice it.
I was like, wow, that is massive product placement.
I didn't even notice it.
Funny.
But so there, maybe that's the reason.
Put their name all over it.
Well, that's their best
It's
effort.
The best one. Maybe that first Tobey Maguire one, because that one was so exciting and great. But I just thought this one was just wonderful. I loved the animation. I've never, you know, how often do you see something that you feel like is totally new?
Yeah, the art was really...
beautiful. Fantastic.
Yep, I agree. Oh, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to start with the U.S. box office. And by the U.S. box office, I mean the US box office.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.